Live Business Podcast is brought to you by Noosey. Online proposals made simple for creative businesses. Visit noosey.com to learn how your business can start winning more projects today.
Hello and welcome to the Creative Business Podcast, the podcast that aims to help you build a better, more successful creative business. My name is Nathan Powell, and today I'm going to be talking to Ryan Battles. Ryan could be described perhaps as an unlikely entrepreneur, but then when you look at the background of most entrepreneurs, they generally are. Ryan began life as a school teacher, then a stay-at-home dad, then a web developer, then lead dev at a venture-backed startup in San Francisco. And after leaving all that behind, he began to build his own products, most recently co-founding Harpoon. Harpoon is a financial goal-setting app for freelancers and consultants. And I spoke to him about what we can be doing better with our own accounting. So let's jump in. So hi, Ryan. Thanks for joining me today on the Creative Business Podcast.
Yeah, thanks, Nathan, for having me.
Well, once again, I actually interviewed for a podcast a good while back, and I think it was pretty damn early for you then as well.
Yeah. It's the time difference is always fun, but you know, it's good excuse to get me out of bed early.
So tell everyone what time it is for you.
It's 6:30 in the morning. Not too early.
That's impressive to be talking to someone on a podcast at 6:30. That's impressive.
Yeah, I'm usually up at this time, but I'm not fully caffeinated yet. So
sure, of course. So before we get stuck into the meat and bones of things, Ryan, can you tell me a little bit about why you guys built Harpoon? I mean, because online accounting is a pretty competitive space, right?
Oh yeah, totally. Me and my co-founder Andy Johnson, we were both freelancers, web designers and developers, and we worked out of the same co-working space, and so we enjoyed talking shop and having lunch together. And one of the pain points that we both had with the current invoicing tools that we were using is that, you know, while they were great at tracking our time and billing our clients, it never gave us the financial insight or goal setting that we knew we needed to have in order to be successful. If you were to ask us early on in our careers, like, how much money do you want to make this year? Our answer would be as much as possible. So, which I think is reasonable for a lot of people. But, then I started talking to some other people that were like, their freelance careers were really taking off, and they seemed to just have their stuff a lot more organized. They seemed to have a plan. They seemed to like know what their budgets were. And these are the people that were, you know, starting to pull in six figures as freelancers. And so I'm like, all right, you know, we got to do something about this. And so Andy and I both, we talked about setting goals and tracking towards the goals and breaking them down into achievable milestones and seeing where you are, you know, during your course of the year as far as meeting those goals. Do you need a kick in the pants? If you have a family vacation coming up, does it need to be a working vacation, or can you completely relax and not worry about it because you're doing quite well for yourself already? So like a lot of these questions that we ended up just using spreadsheets to like try to manage, with our income and outcome, for our businesses. And so then, you know, finally we were just like, you know what, we're web designers, we're web developers. Like, we should build a tool that does this for us. So that's kind of the genesis of Harpoon, how that started. We decided that we needed a tool that would, you know, do the things that we were keeping spreadsheets open for. And so Andy got to work on the design end of it, and I got to work learning how to, create programs. I'm more of a front-end developer, so I had to learn back-end development in order to get this thing off the ground. And we've since brought on more people to our team, people way better at developing than I am. So they've actually got the thing up to snuff where it's able to scale and do quite well. But yeah, so that's kind of the beginnings of Harpoon.
I mean, looking at the space, you know, and there are obviously sort of big players out there. So what angle did you sort of decide to come from to differentiate yourselves, you know, from the big fresh books out there and the guys that just have millions and millions behind them and have been around for years?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. FreshBooks on their website, at least some time ago, had, you know, over 5 million users. They said. So it's like, yeah, how do you
that's more people that's you, more people than live in my home country in Wales. So.
Yeah, so it's it was intimidating knowing that there were tools like that. And the marketing has actually been an interesting journey because we thought, okay, we can market ourselves as separate from FreshBooks because, again, you know, FreshBooks, while it's great at invoice or, you know, time tracking, invoicing, tracking expenses, you can generate reports, but it has no like goal setting aspect to it. And so we were like, all right, we got to not market ourselves as an invoicing tool. We have to be like a financial goal setting tool. And so we marketed ourselves as that, but the flip side of that coin then is that people got confused because they're like, oh, well, I need an invoicing tool. And we wanted to be like, oh, no, we do that too. Like, we're just not putting that foot forward because that's just like kind of a commodity. Like anybody can invoice your client. Like, you know, we do this other thing. And so it's been a funny journey to like, one, give people a frame of mind for what our app does. And then to tout our differences for why, you know, we are not like FreshBooks or Harvest or Free Agent. You know, we've got these other types of tools. And in fact, we have another goal and purpose for, you know, how you run your business. So we're currently redoing our marketing site to we have another idea of how we might be able to market this. So, we're coming up with a 4-step method on how to run your freelance business, and our app is the tool that helps you to follow those 4 steps. You know, hopefully the educational piece, might be a better play for us as far as how to get people to frame our tool more appropriately.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's always a tricky one, is framing actually what you can offer to a certain group of people. You must have spoken to a huge number of freelancers and consultants over the last couple of years since you guys launched. Have you seen sort of any trend in the breaking point where people suddenly say, you know what, I can't do this on my own anymore, or I need to get some help with this, you know, going from struggling to signing up for a financial, you know, sort of goal setting service?
Yeah. A lot of the people that come over to Harpoon, they do come from, you know, one of the other big players in the market. You know, they're not just getting started at freelancing, but they are looking for a more robust tool. So when they hear about Harpoon, and they like see like, oh, this provides, you know, exactly what I needed. They're typically already hungry for a planning tool. Like they know that they need to plan, and they're a little bit more serious about running their business than, maybe like just somebody who's freelancing on the side. So, that's been good because it makes our conversations with our customers a lot more interesting because, you know, they're not just like, how do I freelance? You know, how do I build clients? Like they already know all this stuff. It's, you know, they're asking the harder questions, which is great because it's helping us to really, you know, make the app what it needs to be. So, as far as like a turning point, I think the people who sign up and start using our app have already hit that point. And they're coming to us from another tool that doesn't quite meet the need, the way that they're looking to. So when they see what Harpoon does, you know, often they're just like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what we're looking for. Yeah, so that's always been really rewarding to hear that sort of feedback.
And you said as well that you're trying to differentiate what you guys do as well with regards to the fact that it's not accounting software per se. You know, it's financial goal setting and being able to sort of keep track around that. So why? I mean, when I was a full time freelancer, I have to say that my financial organization was appalling, as far as I was concerned. That, you know, as long as I had money coming in every month, that was it. That was enough. I mean, it almost seems like a silly question to ask. Therefore, but so why such an emphasis on financial goal setting? What is it about that that gives freelancers this sort of sense of calm and knowing what's happening?
Well, I know for me personally, I needed a kick in the pants at certain times as a freelancer because I'm fortunate enough to have a wife that also works. And so, you know, there was less pressure on the keeping the food on the table, so to speak, you know, because it was like, well, you know, if this freelancing doesn't really work out for me, you know, it's like there's a backup. And even if it's not like a spouse that works, you know, even if you come from, you know, if you're highly employable, you might not be as serious about freelancing knowing like, well, you know, if this doesn't work out, I'll just, you know, go back to getting, you know, working for this big agency in town or whatever. So, for me, like it was way too easy for me to feel like, oh, I'm doing great. You know, I just get a big check from a client and therefore like just kind of dog it for the next week. And You know, just get a few hours worth of work done and the rest of the time just like putzing around, going out to lunch with friends, meeting people for coffee, you know, the freelance life. But if I actually had goals, that it was like, hey, that's great that you got that big check that covers your last month where you didn't make anything. And now you're basically still in the hole. So get back to work, man. So like, that's the sort of insight that I needed. To see like, oh, well, you know, it kind of like cuts through the emotions of, you know, the freelance income swings, because yeah, for me, it was always like big checks that were, you know, far between, so to speak. So it wasn't like I was getting little checks all the time. And so, you know, I would feel great when I got one of those. If it had been a while since I did get one, you know, that then I'd start to worry. But the financial planning aspect just took all the emotions out of it. It was just like cold, hard numbers. Like, look, you're doing fine. Or, hey, you're behind, like you need to go find new work. So for me, that's what helped me to be successful is that motivation. So I was like, oh yeah, okay, well maybe I shouldn't, you know, meet 12 people for coffee this week. Maybe I should, you know, try to meet a few clients for coffee and try to get more work that way.
And the goal setting, is that done over sort of a period of time, like for example, the year, or is it set up then divided up into months, or what have you found sort of the best way for freelancers to deal with this?
Well, yeah, we split it up. It starts off with a yearly goal, you know, and I think that's just because a lot of people know what a salary for somebody in their trade might make. So we have you set a yearly goal, and we do track how you are like throughout the year towards that goal. But we break it down. We have a dashboard that breaks it down into monthly goals, as well as even on our schedule, we have a little progress bar that breaks it down into a daily goal. And even our monthly goals are intelligent. So, for example, let's say you want to make $120,000. And I just use that because it's easy math for 12 months in a year. So that's $10,000 a month. Well, let's say that first month you bring in $20,000. Well, your next month's goal is no longer $10,000. You can actually lower that to split out the cost of or, you know, split out the difference of what you've made that first month over the next 11 months. So our goal setting is intelligent in the sense that, like, if you are, it's not just like every month is, you know, $10,000 goal and, you know, whether you've hit last month or not. It adjusts dynamically based off of how you're doing throughout the year. So, yeah, we break it down at quite a few different points. What, you know, whether, again, like I said, the daily goal is what you want to see is like, hey, this is where you should be today in the, you know, in the year, and this is where you are. Versus, you know, this is your goal for the month, or maybe if you want to go quarterly or yearly, we have all that in the app.
So is goal setting similar to financial forecasting, or is this something different?
Yeah, we do have a financial forecasting aspect to it. Whenever you create an invoice, whether you send it or not, we do have a projected income or, you know, income that we think that you're going to get, assuming that all your invoices get paid. So you see two numbers on your goal chart on the schedule. You see, you know, what you've actually pulled in and collected and what's in your bank account or should be in your bank account. And then what you should expect to be getting based off of the invoices that you've sent out. And that also goes with, it plays off of your terms of payment. So if you're like net 30, saying that, you know, 30 days from now, you're expecting to get that payment at the very latest. We will show you, you know, that payment as coming in next month, just assuming they're going to pay at the last minute. If you get it earlier, great. But, you know, we just want to kind of give you the most conservative estimate. So you can usually, you can see not only where you are today, but, you know, usually where you're going to be up and through the next month as well.
Okay, cool. So what are some of the other sort of best practices that you guys have built into Harpoon, you know, apart from the goal setting and forecasting? I'm sure, like I said, I was a terrible freelancer when it came to money and my best practice, well, they didn't exist. I didn't have any best practices. It just, the money came in, it went into my personal bank account. There was no business bank account or anything. So, I mean, what other sort of best practices have you built into Harpoon to help freelancers and consultants better manage their finances?
Sure. Yeah. There's a couple things. One is we have pretty strong support for retainers, which we've come to learn as freelancers is a huge, huge method for making the most out of your, you know, your business. Mm-hmm. So you already have, you know, the hardest part of freelancing is getting new clients. And so when you have an existing client, if you can figure out a way to, you know, continue to provide service for them on a regular basis, and you start building up more and more of those types of clients, then the financial ups and downs are a little less rocky. They're a little bit steadier because, you know, you have retainers in there. So we have support for monthly retainers or weekly retainers or quarterly retainers within Harpoon. So you can set like a hourly goal of how much you're supposed to give this client for the month based off of their retainer. And we have recurring billing and various aspects that help you to manage the retainer aspect of freelancing. But another thing that we do is we help you to break down your profitability by client and by project, so that if you use our time tracker, this just gives you better insight to this, but you can see like, okay, this project brought in, you know, X amount and it took me this many hours versus another project that brought in this amount with this many hours. And we can clearly show you which one's your most profitable activities so that you can start to make better decisions too about what types of projects you want to take on in the future. You know, because if you find out like, hey, actually this, you know, managing somebody's social media takes me a lot less time, but provides a lot more money versus, you know, copywriting or versus, you know, web design, you know, whatever you figure out the task is, you start to realize like, oh, this is way more profitable. I'm going to, you know, maybe shift my marketing for my business into this area or try to find more clients like this.
A service like Harpoon, does that take the place of an accountant, or is this something you recommend working in conjunction with?
Yeah, we work with accountants in addition to using Harpoon, but that's largely just for year-end tax reasons. Mm-hmm. We just export, you know, a few PDFs and send them to our accountant, and they do our taxes for us and tell us how much we owe.
Okay.
So, you know, as far as we don't need to use an accountant on a regular basis when we have Harpoon, but yeah, for the year-end tax stuff, it's just we found that we get more. We get higher returns that cover the cost of the accountant when we go that route.
And so the reason I ask is because I obviously sort of tax laws are different depending on where you are in the world. And obviously, you know, over in sort of Europe, you've got the VAT. For example, we have an account that we use every single month because otherwise I would be completely and utterly lost. Will Harpoon take care of things like different taxes from around the world so that people can do the same and send off the necessary details to their accountants regardless of where they are?
Yes, yes. You know, that's something we're learning about a lot over here in the States is, you know, we have a lot less international exposure than, let's say, people over in Europe. So, you know, when we initially launched Harpoon, you know, it was very U.S. centric as to how people in the U.S. run their businesses. But we quickly found out that we have a large interested user base over there in Europe. And so immediately the requests started coming in for all these things that we didn't quite understand at the time, like, you know, multiple taxes and you know, all the responsibilities that you guys have over there with reporting that stuff. But we've been doing this for 2 years now, and so we've ironed out a lot of that. About half of our user base right now is over there in Europe, and they're using it and loving it. And so, yeah, we have support for multiple currencies we do have support for multiple currencies, but we have support for multiple taxes and reporting on that and, you know, how to fall in line with a lot of the different regulations over there in Europe.
I imagine you guys had lots of fun with the negative taxes as well. Did you come into contact with that? For instance, in Spain, for example, you have to apply both a positive and a negative tax. And I know they work the same in Australia as well. So there's always lots of fun there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's great fun. Yeah.
In fact, I remember when I was freelancing that I had to try out several different, even just invoicing solutions to be able to work with them because they could only account for either one tax or, and even if it would allow you to have multiple taxes, they were only ever positive taxes. So it's interesting that you should say that though, because, you know, depending on where you are in the world, the logistics, the sort of the types of problems we have with regards to accounting can be completely different for those very reasons, you know, for the taxes that exist in one country or another. So it's great to hear that you have those sorted sort of across the board.
Yeah, yeah. If you look through our blog at harpoonapp.com, you'll see that all of our feature releases are on there, and a good portion of them you'll just see the word international, like in the title of what we're launching. Because I think probably for that first year post launch, almost all of our features were just trying to catch up with what people over in Europe needed in order to run their businesses. But yeah, but we're doing well now, and we've got a lot of translations in our invoices too, and we continue to build up on that with more and more people offering to help us to translate out so that people can send it in multiple languages as well. So yeah, it's been a fun journey for sure.
Outside of the forecasting, goal setting, you know, people who have perhaps you said yourself as well that before you'd been using Excel sheets and all kinds of other sort of disparate systems to manage accounting and sort of, well, you weren't even goal setting yourself back then, you said, but what are some of the other biggest struggles that you've seen clients coming to you with? You said, you know, that's perhaps they have come from FreshBooks, but I'm sure there are people that have come from, you know, using their own systems as well. What were some of the biggest struggles that you've seen people having with their finances with regards to their business?
Yeah, I don't know if that's a tough question because, you know, largely the interaction we have with our customers are, you know, how can we help you? And or they tell us, you know, what they love about it. So we probably should have more conversations with people on, you know, exactly, you know, what some of their, you know, problems might be or how they, you know, or why they love Harpoon. But, you know, the reasons why we get from people why they love our tool is that, you know, they really have been missing that key insight of, you know, where their business is from a health standpoint. I know for Andy, like he had the opposite problem of me where, you know, I needed a kick in the pants. You know, he was the sole breadwinner for his family, so he often felt the need to work too much and would work long hours and couldn't quite relax when he needed to. So for him to be able to see that, hey, you're actually doing okay, took a big load off of his stress and just helped him to be proactive and manage his business, you know, more appropriately. So I know that, you know, a lot of people resonate with that story and a lot of people resonate with my side of the story. But I think all in all, our goal with Harpoon is to make it so easy to be tracking your finances and do this planning that it's not like, you know, you need to be an accountant yourself to, you know, be able to understand and work with this. It's, you know, we make it super user friendly so that you get this insight and you get this nudge or this sense of relaxation when you need it without really having to do a lot of extra work or churn out reports and analyze them. We try to just make everything front and center in an attractive way that gives you the insight when you need it and doesn't overwhelm you.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably fair to say that pretty much everybody hates accounting. I know I do. So it must feel pretty nice to be able to fix that for so many people and make it accessible as well. And I know, I mean, I've seen the app and I've been in there and you guys have done a really great job on that. It's a really complex, I think, at least to me, because I do struggle with this, always struggled with this. To me, it's a complex problem, and you guys generally have seemed to have dealt with that in a really fantastic manner, you know?
Yeah. I give all credit there to my co-founder, Andy. He's a man of many talents, one of which is coming up with intuitive user experiences. You know, a lot of people ask us about like our customer support or our like help docs. And while we have quite a bit of that, you know, our goal has always been like, you know, we don't want people to have to refer to help docs. You know, if they can figure everything out pretty easily themselves, then, you know, that would be wonderful. So I think that's a real big talent that Andy has and that I'm super excited to have partnered with him for, because yeah, the interfaces that he comes up with are just, super intuitive. You know, when I see them come across, I'm always really excited to get them implemented.
So if you could give one piece of advice to freelance consultants out there who are struggling with their finances right now, apart from signing up for Harpoon app, what would it be? Where should they be looking to help themselves?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest piece of advice that I could give, you know, is for freelancers, I guess, is to really hone in on a niche. And that, to me, that was also a major turning point, is when I decided what I was going to focus my efforts on as a freelancer. And part of that insight came from, as I mentioned earlier, knowing what my most profitable projects were, because I started off kind of as a jack of all trades. It's like, hey, if it needs to go on the internet, I can make it for you. You know, you need me to design it, code it, what do you need? take photographs, write copy. I'll do all of those things.
I just spoke to Philip Morgan last week about this very same thing.
Okay. But yeah, you know, once I realized like, hey, there's certain things that I'm doing that seem to be in demand that I can charge more of a premium for. And once I started seeing that in my financial output, then I changed my marketing message on my website as a freelancer to niching down into a certain type of development with a certain tool, expression engine, a content management system. Once I realized like those were my most profitable projects, I switched over all my marketing material to really hone in and try to own a piece of that space online. And like almost overnight, you know, I went from struggling to find my next client to having 3 months worth of work booked out on a pretty consistent basis. And again, largely it's because I found a niche that was profitable and that people were searching for. So if you can, take yourself out of just being a generalist and figure out what can you really hone in on, that can really help you as far as getting more clients, for sure.
I love that. I love that answer. That's such a non financial, or rather accounting, answer to and I really like it, because we've spoken about it so many times at Nusi on the blog and interviews, and you know, we just hear it over and over again. If you want to be more successful and work with better clients and charge more, you know, and enjoy the work more, etc., definitely start niching down.
Yeah, accounting's great, but it's not going to make money appear where there's no money.
Exactly. So you need to be bringing in that work that's bringing that money in for you.
Right.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to join me so early in your day, Ryan. I really appreciate it. So if folks want to go and find out more about you and what's happening with Harpoon, where should they go?
Yeah, go to harpoonapp.com is the website for Harpoon. And then you can find us on Twitter at harpoonapp. And I'm Ryan Battles on Twitter, and ryanbattles.com is where I write about other things. So yeah, that's where I can be found.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Ryan. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too, Nathan.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that interview with Ryan. Some great stuff in there about how to better manage your finances. I actually have a request that I'd like to make. If there are any business topics that you'd like discussed, something that you think could help your business, then I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email to podcast@nusi.com, and I'll definitely take a look at them and see if there's a way that we can cover them here on the podcast or in a video format or whatever bit best fits the situation. So I look forward to hearing from you on those. If you haven't left a review for the Creative Business Podcast yet, I'd really appreciate it if you could take a couple of seconds and head over to iTunes, click on those golden stars, and leave a quick note about what it is you enjoy about the show. I'll be back again the same time next week, so have a great week and good luck.